Thanks, Cheryl, for coming in today. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are about your drinking.
Well, I guess I've just had some concerns that the quantity of my drinking's gone up a little bit lately, and you know, just wondering what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So you're worried about how much you're drinking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you worried about?
Well, I guess I've heard some comments from my husband, and some of my friends have noticed and said something. And once they said something, I really realized that I should probably take a look at it.
So your friends and family members have convinced you to look at your drinking?
I don't know if convinced me, but mm-hmm. they've definitely said something about it. So I figured mm-hmm. it was just good to be aware and see where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like other people see your drinking as a problem, but you really don't.
Yeah, I guess. And I didn't even think it was a problem. And the only problem is that they say it's that mm-hmm. I'm drinking more than I usually do.
Mm-hmm. So. What are they saying about your drinking?
Just, hey, don't you think you've had had more than you usually have? What's going on? You seem to be drinking more days than you usually do. What's going on? Why is that happening?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're really noticing a difference.
Yeah.
And what do you make of that?
Well, I think they're noticing a difference maybe in amount, but I don't see how any problems have arisen from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm drinking more and I'm blacking out or something, or mm-hmm. you know, causing trouble in my family or having fights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still the same old person. I'm just drinking a bit more.
Mm-hmm. But you don't see any consequences resulting from it?
Well, maybe it's a little bit harder to get up in the morning. I feel a little bit more fuzzy-headed than usual.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. But nothing that would make you want to change anything?
I don't know if want to change anything. I don't know. No, mm-hmm. I'm still... I feel like I really enjoy drinking,
mm-hmm.
and it helps me relax when I come home at night. And maybe it's because I've been a little bit more stressed at work, so I've increased the amount and increased the days that I drink.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I've seen is people have noticed, taken a notice, and of course I don't want people to think I'm drinking too much, in their opinion, too much. But I am really feeling a little bit fuzzy-headed and a little bit more tired and maybe a little bit more run down. So
there's some things going on there.
Yeah, there's a few things, I guess you'd say. That'd be fair to say.
Well, so it sounds like some people are concerned about it. You have a few concerns, but you're not quite sure what you want to do about that.
Yeah, I guess I'm wondering, you know, if just cutting down is fine, just cut down a little bit more to back where I was and get rid of that fuzzy feeling in the morning, and that might be sufficient. You know, that might just be fine.
Cutting down.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work for everyone.
What do you mean by that?
Well, some people try and cut back on their drinking, but, you know, they still have problems. They still have, you know, negative consequences. So oftentimes clients come in here and they think that cutting back would be a reasonable alternative for them, but it really doesn't work.
So you're saying that the only way to do this is for me to quit totally?
Well, it's really up to you. I mean, you're the only one who can make that choice. But the people that I've seen haven't been successful with that.
Hmm. Well, I kind of disagree with you there. I think that I could probably... I when I was at the level of drinking that I was just before this, I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have problems.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference if I just cut back down to that level? Seems fine to me.
All right. Well, it's really, you know, it's up to you. You're really going to be the one that makes that decision. And I can't tell you what to do. I just was giving you some insight. But it sounds like, you know, if you want to cut back, how do you think you would go about doing that?
Well, you know, I guess because one of the things was that I wasn't aware that I was drinking much more until people pointed it out. So maybe I could just, well, I don't know, maybe I could just kind of keep track
mm-hmm.
and maybe set myself some goals and some limits and mm-hmm. see if that works.
That's mm-hmm. a really good idea. How would you go about keeping track?
You know, I guess I could count the glasses. I don't know any other mm-hmm. way. You know, I drink mm-hmm. wine, so other than getting a clean glass every time and counting them up or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have some information about that. Do you mind if I give you some? Would you be interested in that?
Well, yeah, that'd be fine.
So sometimes people can monitor their drinking, you know, in terms of how much they drink and situations that they're in, and they keep track of it every day. And that's been found to really help people keep an eye on what's going on. Is that something that you think you'd be interested in doing?
Yeah, I think so. And the reason why I think so is because I'd much rather take care of it now and cut down than have to quit completely later because I've really let it become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a good idea, you know, mm-hmm. to kind of get a handle on it now.
If you can cut back now, you won't have to quit altogether.
Yeah, and I can still use it in a reasonably sane manner.
Yeah, it's just hard for you to know what a reasonably sane manner it is, it sounds like.
I don't know if it's hard for me to know. I think I'm kind of getting aware of it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Is there anything else that you think I can help you with today?
Well, you know, like I said, I think I've been more stressed lately, so that's why I've been using more alcohol. And if I cut back, you know, I'm still going to be using some, and that's going to help with the stress some, but what if I'm overwhelmed? I think that's one of the things that might stand in my way.
Mm-hmm. Not knowing how to deal with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly there's things that we can do in order to help you deal with that feeling, and it's great that you noticed that that's something that causes you to drink more. That's really good. So why don't we talk about that next session? That can be something that we work with.
All right. So for now, I should just kind of keep track of what I'm drinking.
Yeah, if you can keep track, and there's some stuff that I can give you, some handouts. And yeah, that's been found really helpful. So why don't you give that a try, and we'll see if it'll work for you.
Okay.
Good. Thank you for coming in today.
All right. Thanks.